That is the low hum of people deep in thought with profound looks on their faces about a reading or a segment of readings from a book called Before the Earthquake by a lady called Marie Allen. And everybody looks suitably chilled and relaxed and doesn't look like anyone needs to drive. They're drinking from beautifully crafted flutes that have the glass all the way down to the bottom. Very, very nicely styled. Probably very expensive. And I'm sitting here with CJ from at PCM Creative on Twitter, who is a social media Nottingham guru in her own right. There's a guy taking photographs. I got told off for that in Emden last week. I've been that sort of... I'm still in a mood about that, actually.
I think he's an official photographer.
Is he? Okay, yeah. Not a rank amateur like me. Yeah, okay, fair enough. We've just been to the Web 2 surgery, which is normally a gathering of people who sit around and ask for suggestions and solutions for problems that they have for their business. It might be a tech business, might be some completely, you know, an accounts business or training or stuff like that. But the problem tonight, there was more experts than there was questions, which... a little bit unfortunate, because it turned into a little bit of a who does what sort of thing. But a beautiful venue, right? A venue called...
Antenna.
So it's been going about since October time, so probably about 5 or 6 months. Have you been here before?
I haven't. I know this building was the fashion centre for many, many years. And rumours of this digital hub being created started about 18 months ago, and they didn't really promote it that well when it actually appeared, but here it is. And
you say fashion centre, what do you mean fashion centre? It used to be a fashion centre.
Fashion centre where studios that fashion designers used than web designers for web studios.
Okay. So do you think they've... that's an interesting... to take the building from something like that. Yeah. It says a lot about the fact that that's moved on and it's been replaced by this... almost coffee and luncheon and Wi-Fi and lecture kind of
especially
thing
with
now.
The history of Nottingham, because the rag trade and lace industry is, you know, core to Nottingham, and especially the lace market. Yeah. So that's where it all came from. So, yeah, it's a bit sad to see the sort of the fashion industry kind of died away, really. It's been replaced by the creative industries.
Yeah, which are exploding, really. I mean, they have been in Nottingham for quite some time. Yeah, so I'm quite impressed with the place. Antenna, the space to create. Really nice print work as well.
There's this cafe that we're in, that's sort of the restaurant that you can access for, I think, £25 a year.
Yeah.
You get access. But I think there are two exclusive floors above here where you can have offices and meeting rooms to, you know, do business. And I think the idea is to have this space as a collaborative meet-up fusion of creatives.
And what they've done very well, though, is they haven't gone overboard with the seating. They could have just crammed lots of people in. They've actually used the space incredibly well.
Yeah.
You know, it is very laid back, very sort of... it's almost got a bit of a French feel to it in some ways, if you know what I mean. But no, it's been a reasonable night. Would have been great to have a bit more of a turnout. I think normally the surgery is downstairs, not upstairs. So upstairs is more corporate, around a desk.
It's the first time it's been here.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't get that. But
before, it was at Cape Bar,
okay,
which has sort of little salon-type table with benches down the side. And usually, each expert is stationed at one table.
Right.
And then everybody else gets the opportunity to mill around and talk to the expert of their choice. It's kind of a way of people who see themselves as have got some expertise in a field giving their advice for free for one night, but... we don't seem to be able to get the people in who want the advice.
I think once they get, maybe it's they're a little bit scared of coming with something really basic. Maybe we need to tell Martin to put certain things on his website, you know, as sort of key questions that people ask to make people less worried about asking certain things, you know, basic stuff. I mean, you asked the question about DNS tonight, which, you know, fair comment, fair question. I did ridicule it, but I did it out of love. I didn't do it in a sort of nasty way.
That's part to do with vocabulary, that sometimes, although you know that something needs to be done on the web and you know it's possible, you don't know the technical vocabulary to tell an expert what it is you want to do. So what we did tonight with me saying what I needed to know and a few techies sort of blurting at me, I pieced together the vocabulary that will now allow me to go forward to ask the question I need to ask.
Any trouble, I can help you out with that anyway. But it's a lovely place, check it out, Antenna, and it's in Nottingham, and it's on
Beck
what street?
Street?
What, sorry?
Beck Street.
Beck Street. And be careful about directions, because I went walking off down the wrong end of it. Do not use Google Maps to live by on an iPhone. You will end up in the middle of nowhere as well.
It's down the road from the National Ice Stadium.
Oh, okay. I don't know where that is. Okay, that's it. I'll speak to you all later. I'm going to grab a train in about 15, 20 minutes if my eyelids and my flu allows me to travel transcendent-like to the train station.